Tonight marks the end of an era. An end of an era that has been in ROH for years. The end of two eras, actually. The best in the world, Bryan Danielson. And Nigel McGuinness. Tonight is their last match. Tonight, we see the changing of the guard. Only brought to you by Booker C. Thank you.
Can you dig it?
And you know what time it is now, eh? It's time for Can You Dig It with Booker C.
and Booker C. Brought to you by The Wrestling Insider. With production of
Dreadnought Enterprises.
Thank you all for returning to my entertaining and informative show, Can You Dig It with Booker C? Thank you. As all you know, I was overjoyed when, like, I have to say this, I have to pop for my man. I was overjoyed when AJ Styles won the world title. Man, he looked good coming out of Impact. I'll pop for that. Move all you want, I'll pop for it. So this is going to be one good show, quick show. I just got some things I got to cover. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the show, tonight, for those in attendance in New York, are the luckiest people in the world. They get to see the last ROH match of Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness. God, I hope you guys are going to be in for the biggest show. Plus, the ladder wars. The ladder wars between the American Werewolves and Steen and Generico. Plus, my man, Chris Hero. Who's your hero? With my good thunder rolling elbow pad. Who's your hero? It's going to be facing none other than the man from New York. The berserker himself. The man that has been wanting to get his hands on Chris Hero for the longest time. Hey, I got your elbow pad. Eddie Kingston. That in a street fight. That is going to be a war in New York. And you people get to see it. You're lucky. So, tonight, as you know, I've been putting up on the Wrestling Insider board. You will see it, people. Trust me. The AJ Styles biography I'm coming up with, it's gonna be a classic. I'm almost done. I'm halfway through. Y'all give me some props. So, now it is time for the segment that everybody's looking for, and that is...
Can you dig it?
That's right, folks. Can you dig it? As you can see, Booker C is here with the Can You Dig It segment. And I mean, there's a lot of things I gotta ask you people. Because you know why? Because if you can't dig it, I can't dig it. Trust me. I gotta ask you questions. Like, I hate to be a nut and bother on this situation, but do you notice that the ROH locker room just keeps getting raided and raided and raided and raided? And it was confirmed. I leaked the information before it even happened last week. I leaked the information to the entire Wrestling Entire World that Colt Cabana was being looked at and being signed by TNA. And what happens? He's in a dark match, people, and wins! So say goodbye to Colt Cabana from ROH. Meanwhile, and other ROH news, which I was just scooping around through today and yesterday, is that, believe it or not, people, yes, it is true, but word has it is that Eddie Edwards has broken his arm. So the Wolves could lose the tag team titles tonight, or they could just stroll on, because, you know, Eddie Edwards is a fighter. He is. That man is a beast when it comes to the ring. Oh, also, yes, beast. Beast that ring. Also, rumor has it is that, believe it or not, ROH is actually trying to book in new storylines. Actually, all their writers, according to their website, has been working even double, well, according to a anonymous website, they are working double time to make up for the storylines for the people that are just leaving. It turns out that just people are just coming in left and right saying, yeah, I got a better opportunity. Well, good. Good luck in your future endeavors. I mean, I gotta ask you, with again, and I'm sorry to put this question back out there, but I gotta ask you, with the rating of the ROH locker room, do you think they will survive? Can you dig that? Certainly, I cannot dig that. I'm sorry. You people? I mean, one or two guys is enough, but five? Five guys gone? I mean, what's next? I mean, at least open people for, like, Kenny Omega to come in for the main event. I mean, Canadian guy, gotta love him. But, I mean, wow. It just proves what Adam Pearce was saying all along, and that is that ROH title is nothing but a title that just propels you to another career. Like, he said that with the NWA title, it's a legacy, it's truth. That's why he holds on to it. It's the history and the passion. The ROH title is a title that when you hold it, you are going someplace else. Period. You do not stay in ROH that long, or you go away for a long time, make a career someplace else, and come back and just for like one or two shows, just for a big thing. Like people like Samoa Joe, CM Punk, Homicide. I mean, the amount of people that the ROH locker room has taken, they've taken from the ROH locker room and given back is just completely amazing. I mean, most of them come back for like a one show as an anniversary. But in my eyes, that's just big. And sorry to focus on something too long. Okay, in other news, turns out that, in Hell in a Cell, believe it or not, usually, I gotta ask you a question. With Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, every match being a Hell in a Cell, it's just a rip-off of TNA's Lockdown. TNA came up with the idea first in WWE, like they always did through with ECW's take ideas from the other competition. My question is to you people, can you dig that? Can you? Can you dig what WWE is doing with Hell in a Cell? But focusing on to what I was saying about Hell in a Cell, believe it or not, with the Hell in a Cell, it's a high-profile pay-per-view. You're going to just see people perform in there. I mean, with Hell in a Cell, you're going to see... I'm telling you, people will not be the same after that. The Guru of Greatness himself, John Morrison, the Intercontinental Champion, will be going up against Dolph Ziggler in a Hell in a Cell. Now, think about it. I remember when Hell in a Cell was just that special match for main eventers. I mean, even in the video games, even in the video games, we used to put that in like an old SmackDown Know Your Role game. Put someone like Dolph Ziggler and John Morrison in the video game in a Hell in a Cell match. Now it's actually come true. I mean, with Dolph Ziggler and John Morrison in the Hell in a Cell, my question is, can you dig that? Booker C can dig it. Putting those guys in a high profile match is going to big up their careers, but an all Hell in a Cell pay-per-view? Man, the ambulance, we're going to be working overtime tonight. I feel sorry for that, EMTA. Ah, you were in a Hell in a Cell match, eh? Good for you. Look at you. You're busted open, aren't you? Do you have any athlaf? Because you ain't. I'm going to just drop your ass at the corner. You know the American health insurance system. Once we go free healthcare, unless we go free healthcare, your ass is going on the street corner next to that wino with a bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand. Anyways, on to other news. That was wrong, I know, GMK was wrong. But on to other news, is that it turns out that Blue Demon Jr. is scheduled to face Sabu's uncle, the Sheik, for the NWA title. Wow. The Sheik himself. That man just keeps poking and poking at people. My question is, with Blue Demon getting all, and if you go to NWAWrestling.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. Blue Demon is on a media blitz. Like, he is their media champion. From everybody down to the Jonas Brothers, his successful tour of Canada, West and East, facing, in the West, he went to ECCW, Extreme Canadian Championship Wrestling, wrestled the NWA Canadian champion himself, Scotty Mack, came over to Toronto, and wrestled, believe it or not, with a BSC champion, six-pack champion, Extremo. I mean, Blue, and you know what? Blue Demon's everywhere. Jonas Brothers, Canada, Media Blitz in Mexico, Media Blitz all over with this guy. And this guy, believe it or not, he's the next Rey Mysterio. His mask is going to sell. Even though it's blue with three holes in it, it's still going to sell with no design. Just plain as blue, plain and blue as like what? A Pontiac Tempest. Let me tell you something. But he will sell. My question is, with Blue Demon and the Sheik, can you dig that? Hell no, Booker C can't dig that. Also, in other news that I wanted to get off my chest, BCW is going to hold a pay-per-view at Windsor, Ontario, Canada, with people like Tyson Dukes, PD Williams, the Canadian Destroyer, who's rapidly made himself up the ROH chain. Believe it or not, PD Williams actually had two world title shots against Austin Aries and has almost successfully defeated him. PD Williams has come this close to beating him. And what has happened, God, I love these mic stands. What has happened is that PD's now going to get a world title shot for the ROH Championship. And also, believe it or not, coming to BCW, the Olympic gold medalist himself, Kurt Angle, is coming to BCW. Yeah, there's only fifth row people and standing in attendance. Just like ROH. I'm sorry. I checked on your link. There's still standing seats. Like, you can still stand.
You can't meet them.
Okay, yeah, you can't meet them.
First four rows only.
Yeah, and they're all sold out. Yeah, all first row, only fifth row and standing admission people are left for that show. It's just phenomenal. Also, with BCW, the mega show that they're gonna have, my question is, can you dig that? Can you? Tell you the truth, man. I mean, that's gonna be big. Booker C can dig it. On to other news that I've been reading, and this is somewhat big in Booker C's eyes, is that, believe it or not, Bret Hart is actually talking about coming back to WWE. Shocking. After all the good work he's been doing with ROH, Bret Hart wants to come back to WWE. It's absolutely shocking. I was shocked to hear it too. Bret Hart. My question is, with Bret Hart returning, do you think he'll be given the proverbial commentator role? Or better yet, GM of SmackDown? Well, with Teddy doing a good job, forget it. I don't care. The storyline's doing great. Teddy got his ass whooped. He's the only general manager that gets his ass whooped that often since Eric Bischoff. So with Bret Hart returning, my question is, can you dig that? Booker C can or can't dig it. He's 50-50. Can, and it's great for the Hitman to return, but on the other side, what are they going to have him do? Really? I mean, what do they have for Bret Hart? Absolutely nothing. So, now, I'm coming to the suckers list now, but I'm coming closer to the suckers list. I have some things I wanted to talk to people about before the suckers list. One more thing. Booker C will be back in a moment with his commercial, and then we're gonna get started on the suckers list. So stay tuned, Booker C, be right back.
September 26th, New York City. Bryan Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness. We've had some pretty big matches. I think it's fair to say everyone should have some big expectations for this one. Because this is the last match we will either have in Ring of Honor. When I think back to my time here, there's always been one thorn in my side. One person that I've never been able to really, truly one-up. Because no matter how many times I've beaten him, no matter how many times I've kicked his ass, I still hear people say, best wrestler in the world. September 26th in New York City, it all comes down to this one match. I can't stress how important this match is. It's already sold out. It's standing room only. It's going to be standing room only in the back as well, because everybody is going to want to see who finally wins. Who gets the final one up? And who can finally say that they truly are the best wrestler in the world? Which means whoever loses September 26th is going to have to forevermore admit that the other person is the best wrestler in the world. Dragon, if I have one breath left in my body, that guy is going to be me.
Day and night, why is Jeff's skin so pale and so white? And his eyes are wide like in the middle of the night. And why is his arms waving like he's flying a kite? You know something ain't right. Day and night, Jeff's always tired in the daylight. He walks like a retard who's lost his sight. And this is why he got arrested last night, and why he missed his fight. 'Cause day and night, Jeff Hardy smokes drugs up till the morning light. And that is why he can't go to the ring to put up a fight. You should listen to Matt because you know he was right. Right, 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 right. 'Cause day and night, Jeff Hardy smokes drugs up till the morning light. And this is why he can't go to the ring to put up a fight. You should have listened to Matt because he was right. Right, 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 right. Here we go. This is why they suspended Rey Mysterio. He was caught up with drugs right up to his sweater vest. And he started to curse, saying, why, how come Jeff got him into this mess? Mess. Now look at this. Jeff Hardy tests positive in his piss. The cops are waiting for his deception and it's all his lies. He finds his prescription, so he starts to cry. Cry, 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 cry. From day and night, Jeff Hardy smokes drugs until the morning light. And this is why he can't go to the ring to put up a fight. You should have listened to Matt because he was right. Right, 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 right. 'Cause day and night, Jeff Hardy smokes drugs until the morning light. And this is why he can't go to the ring to put up a fight. You should have listened to Matt because he was always right, 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 right. From night till day, Jeff Hardy's in jail because the system made him pay. He can't even get a job in TNA. He can't even afford a bar of Milky Way. Way. Jeff's about to break. Why, he never learned from his mistake. Now he's locked up in jail like a steel cage. He's going nuts and going into a warrior-roid rage. Rage, 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 rage. And this is a break. 'Cause now he has to take medical advice from Jake the Snake. And he can't even know what the prescriptions to take. Because next thing he might not even wake, wake. Wake, 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 wake. 'Cause day and night, Jeff Hardy smokes drugs up until the morning light. And this is why he can't even go to the ring to put up a fight. You should have listened to Matt because he was always right. Right, 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 right. And that was my Jeff Hardy skit. I hope you all enjoyed it. Okay, first of all, before this tape goes out there, in case I get rich and famous or I become a radio talk show host, I just want to say that this is a joke. I'm sorry whoever I offended in that video. Rey Mysterio, Jeff, Matt, all you. You know what? I love you guys. You guys are entertainers, but you know what? What Jeff did was wrong, and you know, I had to point that out. I'm sorry. It was funny. I mean, at least I didn't do like an Obama the Magic Negro kind of thing. Okay, so as long as you have my skit, I mean, you guys have my skit. Yeah, as long as you enjoyed the skit, that's all. Booker T likes to entertain. Okay, so I mean, I'll be right back, coming right back with my suckers list. I just hope you enjoyed that skit. Thank you.
Let's go back to last week and take a look back at our main event.
We saw a tag team classic in the making during the main event last week until the American Wolves ran in. But what everyone remembers from last week is when Kevin Steen shocked the world by announcing the most brutal match in Ring of Honor, Ladder War 2.
This is not about wrestling moves. It's not about cool promos anymore. It's a war. It's personal. It's been a war the whole time, ever since it started. Steen and Generico, every time they're trying to throw, they want a street fight, they want this and that. They know we can take them in wrestling. They want to throw a ladder in there, that's fine. Because to us, it's another way to inflict pain. There's going to be bloodshed, there's going to be injuries, there's going to be wheelchairs, there's going to be stretches. It doesn't matter.
You think I'm going to walk into New York City and go, oh yeah, we're going to beat them, no problem. Yeah, we'll get in there, kick their ass, and get out. No, man. We're going to the ER that night. I know that. I think I don't know that? I think I'm stupid. I'm a champion. I don't become a champion being stupid.
That's how we do it. That's Ring of Honor.
Come New York City. Wolves are bringing D-Day.
The following announcement has been made on behalf of the Wrestling Insider. The song that you heard made by Dreadnet was not meant to be offensive, derogatory, or insulting. Please do not sue. We here at the Wrestling Insider believe in entertainment. We do respect and employ all wrestling people. Just remember, the views expressed here in this song are not the views of the Wrestling Insider nor Dreadnet. Please do not take offense to this. Thank you. And continue and good and enjoy our show. Welcome back, suckers. As you can see, the legitimate is on there. This is just a joke. I had my lawyer say it myself. Had my lawyer say it itself. So, okay, time for the suckers list. Now, as you know how I feel about the suckers list is just a joke. And like I say with the suckers list, there's a sucker born every minute. So, let us start with the suckers list again in the Wrestling Insider. Well, actually, for Can You Dig It with Booker C. Now, number 10, I have to say, caught my attention this week. Because, well, inevitably, he got his elbow pad stolen. And he didn't cry about it, but he wants to beat Eddie Kingston now more than ever. Chris Hero, you are my number 10.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Number 9 on the suckers list, I have to say without a shadow of a doubt, is a sucker. I mean, he got played out, laid out, and locked out. I mean, he went from being one of the best, clearly one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen, to becoming a marked jobber on Raw. And I love this guy. I really do. I hope his career turns around. But for now, Matt Sydal, you are my number 9. Number 8, he's a great wrestler and all, but after the last ROH wire I've seen, he is completely pathetic on his promos. And you know what, T. Hustler agreed when he heard it too. So guess what? Guess what? Red Titus, just for that horrible, ridiculous promo you put on ROH Radio Wire, you are my number 8.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
The next guy who's on my list, I have a doubt of a doubt he's in my future endeavors pool. On SmackDown, he had a good showing, and now he is next. I pray to you he's being fired because he got leveled with Finley with the shillelagh. Mike Knox, you are my number 7.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 6, I have to say, he was bound to come back on the suckers list. But with his performance against Sheamus O'Shaughnessy and losing, sorry, Shelton Benjamin, you are my number 6.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 5. I gotta say, he actually has gotten better. No, he's actually gotten worse, or he's on the level. But he's gotten down on the suckers list because, well, he always said that if you're not talking good things or bad about them, as long as you're talking about them. And after getting his ass whooped by Cedric the Entertainer, Ezekiel Jackson, Ezekiel Jackson and Hornswoggle for Cedric to get the pin, Chavo Guerrero, you are proudly my number 5.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 4. I gotta say, he moved up. He was the first on the suckers list. He's first. And I welcome him with a good number 4. Cause he truly has gone down in his career. From getting a loss to Jesse Neal to getting his ass knocked out by Bobby Lashley to actually getting frigged up by brother Devon. Rhino, you are proudly my number 4.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
And the thing is, I like Rhino too. Rhino's intense. He will literally shred a guy in half. Okay, now we're getting into the top 3. And believe me when I say these top 3 deserve it. These top 3 have deserved it for a long time. Now, number 3 is a man who, he's back high on the suckers list. Got freaked up by Hell's Angels and now is apologizing. Now expects Dixie Carter to fire Vince Russo after Vince Russo put the title on AJ and is bringing up new guys. Hulk Hogan, you are proudly my number 3.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 2. I gotta say he's number 2 on the suckers list because he just got whooped. First, he gets The Undertaker whipping his ass on SmackDown. Then Crime Time convinced Jesse to spray paint his office. And then he got busted up by The Undertaker again. Teddy Long, proudly you are my number 2.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 1 is funny, but it's good. Number 1 has been doing great in WWE. Great. His career is up. But the reason he's number 1 on my suckers list, because he got absolutely dissed under the ground, humiliated on the internet by the Pope D'Angelo De Niro for his fake Jamaican accent. And I like Kofi as long as he represents Jamaica, but Elijah Burke or Pope D'Angelo De Niro just tore his character apart. Just faking. I mean, he doesn't know the difference between a patty and a coconut. Oh, that was just wrong, D'Angelo. Wrong. So, I'm sorry. That was too funny. So, tonight, Kofi Kingston, you're my number one.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
And that concludes Booker C. Show. Can you dig it? I know I can dig it. Also, some late breaking news. I gotta give Theodore long props for this. But for next week on SmackDown, the main event of the evening will be CM Punk and 8-man tag. CM Punk, Legacy, and Randy Orton. Well, he's part of Legacy. So Legacy versus The Undertaker, DX, and John Cena. First of all, also some late breaking news. It is rumored that The Rock will be returning to SmackDown.
Not a rumor, it's a confirmation.
Rumor. But we will see it to believe it. So, thank you for all enjoying my show. And learn the new, remember the two lessons that will help you with the Wrestling Insider. As I always say in every show, the two lessons that will help you with the Wrestling Insider is A, follow Dreadnet, and A and B, Red Dread is your leader. Good night.